This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Pirates were down a run. 3-2 count. Bases loaded. Eighth inning. Henry Davis is up. And Henry takes a called strike three that was not a strike. I still think Henry needs to swing the bat there. It doesn't mean we don't need an automatic balls and strikes system. It doesn't mean that we can't have robot umps. Those things need to happen. But we don't have that in place right now. And I love Henry Davis. I hope his career continues to turn around. I mean, even this weekend, he hit some balls really hard just right at guys. His approach still looks good. I think he's turning the corner. When a pitch is close, and that was close enough, I still think you got to swing.
No, bases were loaded.
I know.
And then, I mean, you have one that's down in the zone. I mean, trust your eyes, and you get that walk, and you tie the game.
You know, I heard that pitch was a hit, too. It was sinking.
Yeah, it was low.
It's an impossible pitch to hit.
He's not hitting that.
Yeah, inside and sinking. That's...
I know, but what happened could have always happened. You take that pitch, and you could get rung up on strikes, and I think he needs to get the bat off his shoulders. Mm. It's an absolute skill to know that strike zone, and we get to watch it every day with Andrew McCutchen. It is uncanny the amount of times a ball is inches off the plate and Andrew McCutchen spits on the damn thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a skill, knowing the strike zone. We've also seen Kutch get rung up on pitches outside the strike zone where he's right and the umpire's wrong. Andrew McCutchen knows better than any umpire in Major League Baseball what's a strike and what's not a strike. Henry Davis ain't there, in my opinion, but he knows. He's a 1-1 pick. He's a professional hitter. You know the strike zone. But, and this is where we laugh at Crowley, I was always taught if it's close, you got to swing the bat.
In that circumstance?
I think especially in that circumstance.
Mm. The older you get...
He struck out!
The older you get, the more acceptable it is to take close pitches like that.
No doubt.
Because you're playing the highest level of professional baseball. The umpire's got to get that right. I mean, it's not even like it was close. Like, it was a sinking right. pitch that was egregiously low.
It was close enough to be called a strike is the whole point.
Yeah, there are a lot of pitches that were quote-unquote close enough to be called strikes that were just god-awful. So, I mean,
You're talking about in that game?
No, in the history of Major League Baseball, especially recently.
Remember when Leivon Hernandez threw the no-hitter and he's just striking out guys left and right with pitches that were like 8 inches off the plate?
Yeah.
And the umpire, he gone, bang. What is your strike three call, by the way, Harry?
Strike three. Out. Yeah, there you go. But anyway.
Do you do it? Well, no, not anyway. Do you do a hand signal?
So for that age, it was 9 and 10 year olds. So I'll be very pronounced with my calls like strike one, strike two. You know, and then strike three, you know, just make it too complicated. But I'm always very pronounced when I say things.
I like the guy who just throws the one hand up, like,
hey.
Yeah. I don't think I would say strike three. I think I would just throw guttural noises out there.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well,
Did you have to hold a pad, or did you have the chest protector on?
Oh, I had a chest protector on.
See, back in my day, I umpired for a little bit. And we had to hold the pad.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you couldn't throw your arms around signaling strike three. You just had to say strike three. But if I got to wear the full MLB umpire getup, My arms are going crazy like I'm on ecstasy at a rave.
I'll have to show you pictures that when I was certified. Well, I still have my uniform, actually. I have a full uniform, so I had a chest protector and then, like, one of those polos that stretched over the gear, and I had slacks. So I had, like, the professional uniform.
Slacks.
Yeah, called slacks.
Yeah. Pants.
Those dudes wearing pants in the summertime.
Hot.
Like, imagine being in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Hot. A day game after a night game, a 135 first pitch, 95 degrees, and, like, you got some schlub on the mound. I'd be calling strikes that are balls left and right.
I wonder if they get nervous whenever, like, Skeens throws.
That's another reason, man. I'm sure they have to.
Yeah, initially. Like, hearing about him, knowing what he could throw, then actually seeing him warm up, then getting behind there, it's like, man, I hope this catcher's on today.
Right? All we need is one cross-up, which I think is going to happen less and less because of the technology they have with the pitch calm. But you need one cross-up where Henry Davis thinks a breaking ball right. is coming and a fastball at 100 miles an hour hits me in the throat.
Or just a foul tip.
Oh, no thank you.
Yeah, the foul tip's what you got to worry about. I've learned that pitches that get away, as long as you stand still, you can usually avoid immediate contact with the ball. And then once it gets past you, then you move away.
Yeah.
But if you try to react as it's in, you're going to get hit or you're going to get away the catcher.
And you're going to miss a call if you're getting your head out of the way or something like that. I mean, I guess you'd probably know it was a ball if it's going to hit you in the head.
Correct.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, your point about Skeens is a good one, Doran, because that's why you need some form of automatic balls and strikes.
Yes.
This dude throws a 96-mile-an-hour splinker. Major league hitters can't pick that up. His sweeper starts 14 inches off the plate and comes in to left-handed batter's box on lefties. And I'm supposed to call that a ball or a strike? You need the automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the technology. That's what's always driving me nuts. Like, we at home with the Levin Furniture and Mattress strike zone, we know in real time better than the actual umpire does. A lot of people disagreeing with me on the text line. You're wrong, Crowley. It was a ball. I know it was a ball.
I mean, it was almost blatant. Like, I feel like you have to take that. You take that.
You can't really, again, you can't hit it either. A sinking pitch inside.
That's how Davis is not hitting that.
You foul it off.
You got to foul it off. You got to pull that one 750 feet foul like he's done his entire career.
You know, if you came out to the field with me, I could throw to you and see how well you could, you know, hit.
I'm not a professional umpire.
That are 2.5 inches off the plate. Okay.
Not a pro. Henry Davis is a 1-1 pick. I played 6th grade baseball.
Yeah, and then you're saying that he has to hit the ball there.
You got to take the game.
I'm not a 1-1 pick. I played 6th grade baseball. He's got to hit that. He's got to get contact.
You got to swing.
He's got to swing.
You have to swing. You got to take the game out of the umpire's hands. You know that guy can miss a call.
From your baseball education, he's got to swing there. After you just said that you played 6th grade baseball.
He got called out on strikes. That's
it was a bad call.
It was a bad call.
Hindsight's 2020, Mr. Crowley. This isn't even a conversation topic if the umpire gets the call right.
Sure, but because he's a human and not R2-D2 back there, you swing the bat. IMO.
Hindsight's 20/20.
What are you talking about? That's why we're talking about automatic balls and strikes. If he throws a strike there, we're not talking about ABS. Welcome to Sports Talk Radio, Harry. So nice of you to come along.
I wasn't insulting you. I'm just killing your argument because, again, Henry Davis in that moment, if we're talking about him as the hitter, Henry Davis does not know that ball is going to be called a strike.
Of course he doesn't. It's close enough, is what I'm saying.
I argue it wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
You guys can argue it wasn't. The umpire called it a strike. It was obviously close enough to be called a strike. It was a strike. Fact. It will go down in the history books, my friends.
You've never been
as strike three
further in a corner. Is this what you always do when you're in a corner? You just flail your arms. You never give up.
Strike three. Got him. He's out. You got to protect the plate. Foul that puppy off.
He's not doing that.
He's hot.
He's not doing.
You know what he did? He went down looking.
Andrew McCutchen
agrees with me. Andrew McCutchen said you got to earn those calls. You got to earn them.
That's because the team isn't performing well. That doesn't mean it wasn't.
And Henry Davis has a career OPS. Is it even in the 600s? Probably just barely. Right. So get the bat off your shoulder, and so you might go down swinging.
Career OPS not in the 600s. You think that he's going to even foul tip that?
You think he's going to get the call from the home plate umpire? He didn't.
I don't think it was really necessarily him needing to earn it as a player and who was at the plate. I think it was just a terrible call.
McCutchen gave the right answer from
They make the same call if McCutcheon's at the plate.
I don't think so.
The team's got to take accountability for a lot of the problems that they've had this season. But if we're talking about this from what was Henry Davis thinking in that moment, that pitch was not a strike.
It was strike three. Out. Goodbye. See ya. Take a seat. I thought the team response to all of it was exactly what you need to see, though.
Yeah.
The Kutch stare down, Don Kelly getting tossed for a third time. How about this stat on Don Kelly? As a manager, he's 10-12. In games, he finishes, they're 10-8. He's been thrown out three times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.